I thank you very much. It's interesting you emphasize that, because as I was thinking of my opening remarks, it was put on my heart to share my story. The greatest experience, the greatest day of my life that I experienced was many years ago. I was on a farm in the middle of the United States in Ohio, and I had just learned God's Word for the first time. I was 20 years old, and I heard about the manifestations. I had never heard of such a thing before, but I saw the integrity and accuracy of God's Word. And I was speaking in tongues for the first time. I went out to the farmlands and looked up into the heavens, the beautiful stars, and talked to my Heavenly Father perfectly through the Spirit by speaking in tongues. And it was the greatest day of my life, because I knew without a shadow of a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt, that I was His. I belonged to God, that I had His gift of Holy Spirit within me, and I was operating that gift of Holy Spirit, the nine manifestations. The one that I was operating, speaking in tongues, was that one whereby I could talk to my Father. Because when we speak in tongues, we don't speak unto men, but we speak unto God. So it was just the greatest day. And I knew that I had Christ in me. I knew that I had all the promises of God available to me, and that I could operate these other wonderful manifestations. And that's what we want to look at, the power source of the gift of Holy Spirit. Again, I think many times Christians don't realize who they are, how powerful they are with that gift of Holy Spirit resident within them. They have such great abilities that God has given them via the nine manifestations. So my goal is to help you become experts. Now, do you know what a physicist is? A physicist is a specialist in the study of matter and energy. Now, you've heard of a nuclear physicist, haven't you? He's a person who studies the power of atomic nuclei, and he studies how the atoms are put together and how you can take them apart and unleash unbelievable power. And we've seen that in the atomic bombs. And maybe you've heard of astrophysicist. And that's a person who studies the power of the stars, the planets, the universe, and what is it behind them, the birth, their life, the death of stars and planets. They study the power. So, my goal is to help you become spiritual physicist. A person who studies the power of the gift of Holy Spirit that is resident in each and every born-again Christian. A power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and is binded by the love of God. So, let's first identify what we're talking about here in light of the power of the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit is a gift that God gave at the new birth. And it first became available on the day of Pentecost. It is the result of what Jesus Christ did to redeem man and make available the new birth so that people could become children of God and have a birth relationship with God Almighty. So, let's see what Jesus Christ called this gift of Holy Spirit. He talked about it before He ascended up into heaven, and He shared some of the characteristics before He went to the right hand of the Father. So, if you want to go to Luke 24:49, we'll see something that He said in light of this promise of the Father. And that's what He said, "I send the promise of my Father upon you." There was a promise. God wanted children, and He had this gift of Holy Spirit that He wanted people to have. And he goes on to say, you're going to be endued with power from on high. The emphasis was power, power from on high, power from a source on high. That's God Almighty. That's got to be pretty powerful. Then there's a record in John 14. And let's go to John chapter 14 in your Bibles. And see what else Jesus Christ said. And in verse 12, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Because Jesus Christ was going to be with his Father, ascend up with his Father, he's telling them they're going to have the opportunity to do the works that he did and greater works. He goes on to say, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. There's going to be some power unleashed in the new birth that's going to allow people to walk dynamically. And we know that power came on the day of Pentecost. Well, let's look at verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. Now, Jesus Christ was the greatest comforter you could ever have. But he talked about another comforter. So this gift of Holy Spirit must be pretty special to be another comforter, that he may abide with you. What does it say? Forever. Mm-hmm. We're talking about eternal life here. That's powerful. So Jesus Christ was talking about a comforter, an encourager, something that would abide with them forever. Verse 17, even the Spirit of truth. The Spirit of truth. Wow. So we're talking about something very, very special here. He goes on, and later in verse 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. So we now know what the Comforter is. It's that Holy Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. This gift of Holy Spirit will have great power and great ability to give you information that you need. All things. All things. So this is quite a resource that Jesus Christ is introducing to his followers at this time, just before he goes to be with his Heavenly Father. So far we've seen that you'd be endued with power, you would do the works of Jesus Christ and greater works, that this Comforter would come to help, to counsel. It would be the Spirit of truth. It could provide information. And how long would it be with you? Forever. Forever. Now in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, we see the last recorded words of Jesus Christ before he actually ascended up to be with the Father. And he said, you will receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Again, this emphasis of power, that there would be this great ability, great power, once this Holy Spirit came upon them. It also goes on to say that you're going to be witnesses to the very uttermost part of the earth. So there's a responsibility we have as well, that we're going to hold forth the things of God. We're going to be witnesses around the world. So we're seeing that this gift of Holy Spirit has great power, great abilities. And it's sad to me that so many Christians do not have a clue about what this is, what they have in Christ, this power, the information that's available through the new birth that is in them. I think too many times we as Christians live a worldly life rather than really tapping into this power. So that's why we're getting into learning about what we have in Christ within this gift of Holy Spirit. You know, God and His Son, Jesus Christ, purposed this gift of Holy Spirit to be an awesome, profound, magnificent power and information resource so that we could fulfill the calling of being effective witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. He just didn't want somebody to come to church once a week and hang out and sing a few songs and say hallelujah. He wanted children that had power in them, that could walk dynamically. What a privilege and opportunity we have as we learn and understand who we are in Christ and what that power is that resides within us in that gift of Holy Spirit. God wants us to know, and not only know, but use this awesome gift of Holy Spirit, this phenomenal resource, this encouragement to use it, to know it, we see in Ephesians. Go to Ephesians, if you would, chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Here in verse 17, we'll start there. Ephesians 1, 17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. Wow, God wants us to know quite a bit of stuff here. And He has, that He would give us this information, this wisdom, this revelation in the knowledge of Him, so that we would have our understanding enlightened, so we know what the hope of His calling is in our life, what the riches of the glory of His inheritance is. It doesn't stop there. Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe? God wants us to know what that surpassing power that He has put in us as we believe and walk out on it, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. He's put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. He's put all things under His feet. I think it was Jan Booz that shared,
Jan Majera,
that's right. I got my Jans mixed up. She shared about these things, putting all things under our feet, that we have that authority too. We're at the right hand of the Father. We've got Christ in us. So everything is under our feet too. And we can walk with great ability. And the reason we can do that is because we have this powerful Spirit in us. So how do we do this? Let's learn about the power we have, the resource that we have in these manifestations of Holy Spirit. Wow. All right. Let's go to, chapter 3, verse 20. One of my favorite verses. This verse blows my mind. Now, unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now, get a mind picture of that if you can. I've been trying to do that my whole life since I got born again, how big this is, that I could do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, according to the power that worketh where?
In us.
So we have residence within us, a power that's so phenomenal. We are loaded spiritually. And we are loaded with nine manifestations or evidences or workings of this gift of Holy Spirit. Now, how many of these nine manifestations do you know? How do you operate them? What do they benefit you for? Do you know this? Good question, right? Well, we want to find out how to use these things. Let me share this with you. We are using a piece of equipment called a Polycom to do our conference call. And it is a wonderful power resource to allow us to do what we're doing. And it has different abilities and features that allows us to do things. I put you on mute, for example. I do a star 5, and I put you on mute. Now, if I do it twice, then you're on mute, but you can't unmute yourself. The first time, you can. And then if I do it 3 times, you're unmuted. Now, I just learned how to do this not too long ago, and I've been using this unit for several years now. And yet, it had a resource, a power, an ability that I wasn't using. So now I can use it because I learned how it works. You know, I recently learned another ability this thing has, a star 8. Because every time somebody comes aboard, there's a little ding. And then when they sign off, there's another ding. So I think we have over 40 people logged on with us. That's a lot of dings going on. So if I do a star 8, it eliminates the dings. If I do a star 9, I can do some recording. I haven't even got to that place yet. So this unit has a lot of abilities that I could do a lot of wonderful things with. And I'm still learning it. Now, what about spiritually with this gift of Holy Spirit, these manifestations of Holy Spirit? Well, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I've been talking about nine manifestations. I better get to the Word of God that talks about these manifestations and list them out. Now, today, we're not going to be able to get into a lot of details. I'm pretty much doing an introduction to a series of teachings whereby we will work these different manifestations and learn more about them. But today is more of an introduction, just for you to see what is available. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts," is in italicized, I'm looking at the King James, the Greek word there is pneumatikos, and it's talking about spiritual matters. "So now concerning spiritual matters, brethren, I would not have you what?"
Ignorant.
Ignorant. He doesn't want us to be dumb, you know. He doesn't want us to be unknowing, I'll put it that way. He wants us to know. So God's put this in His Word about spiritual matters. Now, there's a number of things he mentions as we read down, but I want to go down to verse 7, which deals with the manifestations of Spirit. Verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal." Okay, this is these manifestations of the Spirit. They're given to every man. Every person who is born again of God's Spirit gets the same Spirit. There's no varying of abilities. No. God is no respecter of persons. Everybody gets the same Spirit, the same abilities. So this is what it's talking about, that these evidences, these resources, these manifestations of Holy Spirit, they're given to everyone for what? To profit withal. In other words, to profit in all of its capacities. To benefit. That's what it means to profit, right? To benefit you. So that's the purpose of this. We are benefited fully and completely by the manifestations of Holy Spirit. Then he goes on to list them. Verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. And the King James, how this is worded, is pretty unique. But the emphasis from the grammar in the Greek is that it's emphasizing the prophet. In other words, for to one prophet is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another, more prophet, another prophet, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. It's the same Spirit has these manifestations, okay? And they're to profit, to benefit. So again, verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. There's one. To another, the word of knowledge. Two, by the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another, faith. Okay? Faith. What does that mean? How does that work within these manifestations? Well, we'll learn that at some point. So that's number 3, by the same Spirit. To another, the gifts of healing. Healing, that you can operate healing, minister to people, and they're healed. Okay, that's number 4. By the same Spirit, to another, the working of miracles. And these are energizing power. So we can do great power, miracles. Okay, that's what, 5? Prophecy, to another, prophecy. 6, to another, discerning of spirits. 7, to another, the kinds of tongues, which is speaking in tongues. That's 8. And finally, the interpretation of tongues. So here we have 9 evidences, 9 workings, 9 manifestations by which we can benefit fully and completely, okay? And do great, wonderful things. And so, you know, let's learn these things. Let's tap into this, that we can do the works that the Lord Jesus Christ did and greater works. And we can tap into the great knowledge of God. There's wisdom and knowledge. Man, oh man, this is how we hear from God. People talk about, well, I heard from God. Well, if they did, they are operating word of knowledge, word of wisdom here. God can talk with us. But let's save that for another day. We'll get into the details of that. And it's interesting to note, by the way, that the rest of this chapter and into 13 and 14, God really gets into talking about some of these manifestations. And he gets into the ones that benefit the church when they get together, namely speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. So, that's a beautiful revelation there for us to learn about those manifestations so that we can use the Spirit in us to bless and build up the church, the body of believers. Well, as I said earlier, I just wanted to touch on these things. I wanted to introduce you to this so you first realize you've got phenomenal power in you as a born-again one. You have the gift of Holy Spirit. And there are 9 evidences or manifestations by which you can tap into the power of God that will benefit you fully and completely. And we'll get into some of the details of this in future fellowships. So, as you can see, we have quite an arsenal of power resources. And I look forward to sharing more about these resources with you in the future. So I encourage you to really check these things out and see what you have with this wonderful power of God that's resident within you. God bless you, brother.